Nevada voters focus on inflation while Cortez Masto pushes global warming. By Wendell Hussebo on August 29, 2022. Nevada voters are more focused on President Joe Biden's 40-year high inflation than global warming, which Senator Catherine Cortez Masto, DNV, tried to halt in the so-called Inflation Reduction Act that has failed to address inflation. "I've been not buying a lot of things because I can't afford it," voter Melissa Salinas told The Washington Post outside a Hispanic supermarket in northwest Las Vegas. "I'm like, the kids don't need juice for school anymore. We'll just do water." The Inflation Reduction Act, which will cost taxpayers $700 billion, will not reduce inflation, according to Kevin O'Leary. "Naming it anti-inflation is a joke," O'Leary told CNBC Squawk Box. "This is going to be very inflationary almost immediately because we're printing billions of dollars." The Inflation Reduction Act will instead increase inflation in order to address global warming, a midterm issue pushed by the establishment media but not of high importance to Nevada voters. Here's how much the Inflation Reduction Act will reduce inflation by. 0. Breitbart News's John Carney analyzed. "Actually, it is likely to increase inflation a bit in the near term. It is notable Cortez Masto has touted the Inflation Reduction Act not as reducing inflation but as fighting global warming, an issue on which voters are not focused. Record high gas prices, the economic recession, and soaring crime are the top three issues for voters heading into the November midterm elections," a Rasmussen Reports poll found Tuesday. The top issues for the establishment media are climate change, the war in Ukraine, January 6, coronavirus, and LGBTQ issues. In reference to the so-called Inflation Reduction Act, Cortez Masto said she is leading the charge to fight global warming. "As you all know, the western U.S. continues to face a historic drought, and we need to do all we can to combat it," Cortez Masto said last week. "That's why I have been championing measures to help southern Nevada further conserve, recycle, and reduce water use." Cortez Masto's Republican opponent Trump endorsed Adam Laxalt, however, is focused on reducing Biden's 40-year high inflation fueled by record high energy prices. "You can't survive an economy where you go to $2 gas to $5.50, $6 gas," Laxalt stated in July. "And who is responsible for it? We all know it is not Russian President Vladimir Putin. And it is not greedy oil executives. And it is certainly not the private citizen." Polling shows Laxalt leads Cortez Masto by a small margin, 46.7 to 44.3%. Follow Wendell Hussebo on Twitter at Wendell Hussebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.